Hi, my name is Lutz Michelle Fernando, and I'm a graduate student from Allen Lab at Howard University, Washington, D.C. I study the function of specific proteasome subunits in C. elegans reproduction. This poster represents my work on RPN12, a 19S regulatory particle subunit of the 26S proteasome. The 26S proteasome is one of the major proteolytic machineries in cells. As you can see, the schematic of the proteasome in the background section is composed of nearly 33 different subunits arranged into two 19S regulatory particles capping a cylindrical 20S core particle. The RPN12 is known to be a part of the 19S regulatory particle lead component. In order for a proteasome to undergo protein degradation, it has to be tagged with a polyubiquitin chain that requires a series of enzymatic reactions. Recent evidence suggests that proteasome may also be involved in functions other than proteolysis. Since most cellular processes depend on the proper function of the proteasome, structure and function of different subunits that make up the proteasome is widely studied. Allen Lab uses C. elegans as a model to study genes involved in fertility. Therefore, I have included a germline image in the background information. Briefly, C. elegans hermaphrodite germline is composed of two U-shaped gonadomes connected to a common uterus. Each gonadum has a distal region where the germ cells share a common cytoplasm and a proximal region where the germ cells gain a full plasma membrane. The hermaphrodites first produce sperm and store in a structure known as the spermatheca and switches over to produce oocyte for the rest of its life. The oocytes undergo oocyte meiotic arrest at diakinesis of prophase 1 in the proximal gonad. The oocyte closest to the spermatheca is known as the minus 1 oocyte, which receives signal from the sperm to resume meiosis and undergo ovulation into the spermatheca, where it gets fertilized and released into uterus, where it completes meiosis and start embryogenesis. One of the proteins we study in the lab is a major oocyte meiotic kinase known as V1.3. V1.3, when downregulated via RNAi, leads to infertility resulting in zero brood. Specific proteasome subunits came out in RNAi-based suppression screen to suppress V1.3 RNAi infertility, and we decided to further study those proteasome subunits. Most subunits of the proteasome, when depleted or mutated individually, causes embryonic lethality, with a few exceptions. RPN12 is one of those exceptions. Golden Lab at NIH generated a RPN12 deletion mutant that is homozygous viable but with severe fertility defects, and we obtained it to further characterize it. The first two figures in the result section show that only 36.5% of the hermaphrodites are fertile because most lack sperm, as shown in the W-stained image. The second chart here shows the mutants that were self-fertile produced significantly lower brood compared to that of wild-type animals, shown in black bars. Also, 100% of the mutants hermaphrodite produce progeny when mated with males. However, the average 72-hour brood of mated animals, shown in gray bars, are still significantly lower compared to wild-type mated animals. Therefore, we hypothesized that loss of RPN12 not only affects spermatogenesis but also causes poor quality oocyte production. Then we wanted to assess how loss of RPN12 affects the general proteolytic activity of the proteasome. To test this, we obtain a transgenic strain that has a non-hydrolyzable mutated ubiquitin fused to a GFP driven by a germline promoter that targets GFP for proteasome degradation continuously. As shown in the third set of figures, in wild-type conditions, when the proteasome is working well, the GFP levels will be very low. In RPM12 mutants, there's a very slight increase in GFP levels that is statistically significant compared to the wild type as shown in the quantification chart. If proteolytic activity of the proteasome is severely affected as seen in RPN6.1 or RPN7 RNAi conditions, we observe very bright GFP expression. Therefore, we concluded that loss of RPN12 causes minor impairment in the proteolytic activity of the proteasome. So we were curious to see the expression pattern of RPN12, and I tagged RPN12 with the GFP at the N-terminus using CRISPR. As you can see, in the fourth figure, RPN12 is expressed ubiquitously in the germline and soma with prominent nuclear expression. So we went back to check whether depletion of oocyte meiotic kinase in these mutants can suppress the V1.3 RNAi in fertility, like other proteasome subunits as shown in the background section. As shown in the fifth figure in the box and Visca plot chart, depletion of V1.3 in mated RPN12 mutants partially suppressed the V1.3 RNA in fertility. And the sixth figure shows that V1.3 is localized to perinuclear regions in the cytoplasm in wild-type oocytes. Even though loss of RPN12 has a minor effect on the proteolytic activity of the proteasome, we saw a significant accumulation of V1.3 in the cytoplasm and in the nucleus in RPN12 mutants. To test whether reduced proteolytic activity of the proteasome contributes to the suppression of V1.3 RNAi in fertility and alteration of the localization of V1.3 in oocytes, we inhibited the proteasome using a drug called bortezomib. Proteasome inhibition by the drug did not suppress V1.3 RNA infertility, shown in the seventh figure chart, and did not alter the localization of V1.3 as shown in the images. Therefore, we hypothesized that RPN12 may interact with V1.3 in a previously unknown manner. Another avenue we took to characterize RPN12 is checking whether RPN12 play a role in C. elegans germline sex determination pathway. During the short time window when C. elegans hermaphrodite produce sperm, the oogenesis facilitating proteins such as STRA1 and STRA2 need to be suppressed. If the level of those proteins are not kept at low levels during spermatogenesis, the germlines become feminized as we see in RPN12 mutants. So we depleted TRA1 and TRA2 in RPN12 mutants via RNAi, and we saw some suppression of the lack of sperm phenotype as seen in the last chart in black bars, but most hermaphrodites still maintain a feminized germline. Future experiments are planned to assess TRA1 and TRA2 levels and localization patterns in RPN12 mutants. So in summary, we showed that loss of RPN12 may have previously unknown role in regulating oocyte meiotic kinase V1.3 for maintaining oocyte quality, and implicated RPN12 in germline sex determination pathway regulating TRA1 and/or TRA2 levels. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, I will be participating in the Q&A session in the week of April 27. Thank you again.